went and things happened where they went and kukava ne revival kukava ne apro kukava ne kumukirwa kukava ne kuda kurwiswa. But overall we see kuti pane zvinhu zvakaitika as they were going out there. Now the most important thing there kuti kana chitarisa this particular event na Paul and Silas kutizo wakaenda and things began to happen, we must understand kuti it is not what we see that's important, it's kuti zvabva kupi. Amen. Hallelujah. A manifestation yezvinhu zvakaitika in the background zvakafanana noku graduate, you know, nekubudirira mupenyu kana ne certain things in life. Sometimes we celebrate the graduation but we forget behind that whole scenario, that manifestation ne graduation, pane zvimwe zvakaitika kumashure. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's the hidden things that is sometimes we miss, you know. So kana chitarisa nenyaya topic yanhasi, even our overall theme of changing the world, turning the world upside down, what is happening today is not essentially what has happened. Amen. What is happening today is a manifestation yezvimwe zvinhu zvakaita go into the life of a person pasati pasvikwa pazosvika. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we start in yekunamata, I want you to understand the concept of revival throughout history. Even if it is talk of Azusa revival 1906 with Simo, or if we talk my awakenings, ese ano recognize the great awakenings, even my renaissance akaitika ari revolutionary asine nechi Christu, it all started with one person. Amen. It all started with what? With one person. That one person aita zvakaita, then it would catch up mweyamtsvene vakuita, you know, pen muupenyu hwevanhu vazhinji, but zvinenge zvatanga nemunhu wake, you know. So what are the secrets to this kind of revival? What are the secrets? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Toshika sei ipapa. Vanapona na Silas. Vakashika sei ipapa. Pekuti, now we are just seeing, Paul arikuita zvaarikuita izvo. But akashika sei ipapa. Tashika ku chapter 17 ya Acts. Kwatinoverenga nezvaPaul. What really happened? But sometimes we when we deal with my scripture, we deal with the tail end of a thing. Tisingaone kwa zvinenge zvakatangira. So I want you to understand chekutanga vanhu vaMwari. Revival is personal. So Paul akawane a personal encounter with God in Acts chapter 9. Pakadonhedzwa naMwari. Further on pakazoya chinamatwa naAnias. Pakazova ne a direct word rakabva kuna Mwari rekuti Paul, this is what I want you to do. Rekanditana chivadika, unless munhu aita a personal encounter naMwari, we can talk about the revival all we want. Hapana chinoitika. Praise the Lord. Amen. Saka vamwe vanobva vazobvunza kuti saka Naimfundisi, why is it that in our church, maybe in our church as Hope Community Church, or maybe in our church as a denomination, my ministries, wafundisi, they are differentiated, attend, they are differentiated, atina the same experience. Superficial experience is uniform. Jepa surface okte dramu zuri info, but the deep experience of kusangana na Mwari is personal. Hallelujah. Saka revival starts with a personal encounter with God. Hallelujah. Personal. Saka the question and no dog vunza chase trimunguti. Are you willing to be personal with God? Because challenge in it can take Zokutezra Zakawanda, Shamwari Zokutezra Zakawanda, Anamkomani Goktezrakawanda, Anamini Goktezrakawanda. Saka as a result, unogona kuona kuti zvo, you are missing out on God because hauna that personal revival with God. Inini ndinogona kutaura kuti I've got a lot of personal testimonies. Dziya dzekuti zvo, they defy zvinotaura nani kuti munhu mufundisi ari mupo zeti haaite haasangani zvakadaro. I have got those testimonies. Why? Because God is personal. Why? Because Mwari was uniform. Revival starts when we understand that you have to be personal with God. As a person. Hallelujah. Paul had a personal encounter, and Paul had a personal calling, and Paul had a personal assignment. Saka zvaunoda mwana wamwari kuziva kuti pandakasangana namwari pangu ndepapi. Pandakadanwa namwari pangu ndepapi. Assignment yangu yandakapuwa namwari ndeipi. It's those things manjeka zvaunoita right on for a revival to take place upenyu hwako. Hallelujah. You know, since somewhere that's where it has to come to. It's personal. Because pamungba kwenyu pane pane mwana akashota, you know, haina hanzi kuda kuenda. You know, even my boys, they are my twins. Vanogona kuwana different experiences namwa depending nekuti how personal is either of them willing to be with God. Vakati, tiri my twins. Kana tafunga kunonoka, tononoka tese. And I'm going to get dead and scans got taste second. God doesn't work that way. Are you willing to be personal with God? And I got bats running. The guy to bats run. Couldn't I see you could send that or no more? I can go from God with eyes, open up a shatter, bango, and all, which is all right. At least I'm not going to do. Kuna mwana kuti unenda iwo unenda kuchechi yekuti iri better than chechi yaunofunga kuti yo is better but vari better than you. Their church might be better than our church, but there are individuals in this poor church that are better than you in a good church, because the individuals in this poor church have learned to be personal with God. Iwo ungoenda kunoita flow with a brand usina a personal relationship na Mwari. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what I'm saying is, let's say you're not a Methodist dog no famba mwari stere. What a PO said a famba mwari Methodist no famba mwari. Okay, and they walk Methodist or not going to famba mwari stere. Can I always in a personal relationship na mwari? Zagos no goramba, zaka dako, uko kundu kana mwan, uko akava. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I was talking with the agent and the guy on one of my statuses. If you are not better, if you have not become better after you walked away from a marriage, from a church, from a job, on the pretext that it's a poor, you probably made the wrong decision. Those yadi zvinogona zvakanyanya kudzama for some of them. Go someone but hi chibasa cha chitechi. Oh no, they are not better. They are more unemployed. They are not better. They are now roaming the streets. They are not even saved. They are not even in the faith anymore. But ukasangana naye anokushorera anokushorera nengirikini church zvezvo kuti no feel kuti uchaheduka uje naye aiwa nyaya idzi opinion nyaya ndekuti are you personal with God? Amen. Amana ini ndinokuropa kwaDzwai namwari ndiri muchechi yamunoti haina mwari haina mweya ndinokuropa kwaDzwai because I've learned to be personal with God. Amen. That's where revival comes from. Now, we remember we are saying people are now enjoying this thing here. When a power consider confusion, but this capacity of consider confusion, number one, they had a personal encounter. Number two, for revival to take place, when I'm married, for revival to take place, not only is it personal, you have to pay the price. There's a price to be paid. Paul was rejected by the disciples. Akaenda ku Jerusalem atendeuka po akarejectwa nema disciples ndopa anozonzwa po paya I spent 3 years in the desert of Arabia kuita makore matatu ari murenje vadikani. For you to be a better Christian, you must be willing to pay the price. Prayer and fasting is paying the price. Hallelujah. After 7 days, no one goes to better kune mumwe munhu than somebody else. Physically. But when it's Muslims, ninga zvatiitika mumhepo zvezve kuti zvo. You can never take away from them. I know kuti zvo, maybe probably my earlier chapters were not poor. They were just like any other disciples. But look at what happened later. Hallelujah. Why was they paid the price? To Christ to Adikali, you have to pay the price. To pay a personal price. Mukaenda kuna Ephesians 4:11, Basaretis of this is to equip you. Never go to this my job is to equip you. And one of the ways that I equip you is I teach you this, so you must be willing to pay the price to experience the revival. Sure, it's not a matter of taste to get a magore taste. Muchingo dry. Jonas Komoto ne gonzo chairo chairo ne bete chairo chairo. Kusha iska hope. Ne mepo. Nama kira matema. Ne katsi nema. Sasiana ndicho kuti zvo, if you paid the price yekuti you have got it, washika paipa kuti you will now carry the boldness. Inobva pa kuti God. Let me tell you something about paying the price. God can see. Amen. Kana uri pana apa you've been sacrificing in a lot of areas. Uchiita zvanofanga kuita. Kosambudziko ratinoita ndekuti pane vamwe vanhu vanouya kwandiri vachitizvo mvuizaukamwari zvinopinzo and you ask them wakaita zvere zvezvoma but ndinouya kuchechi every day orit unoya kuchechi every day gaunoshanda unotaita hautaita unonamata here haunamata saka don't think kuti we bribe God nokuya kuchechi every day. Pane vamwe vanoita ma 7 days aekutanda kuo you are doing all you pay. Hallelujah. So you put your name in the name of Jesus Christ, we pay the price. Hallelujah. So we just say saying that if we're going to experience this revival, let's pray for this kind of a revival. Vatikani, we have to pay the price. There's one thing that I can give people in assurance. Kanauri panapa, wakatendeka kunamaru uchireve sa to the bone marrow. What is it? Probably, I was born in Europe. But once you was to take up open your own, they will sit in the carpon and the carpon in response to you, but they will sit powering us. God is the great.
Hallelujah.
Mama, you find yourself in a very difficult situation. You're going to notice God is sustaining you. Why? Because God will see you when you pay the price. Radical revival means you must pay the price.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So these that have turned the world upside down, they've come here. They are being accused. Vavanhu vekuti vakasvika muguta. Vakasvika muguta vanotozikanwa kunzi vauya.
Amen.
Tirese, vanotozikanwa kunzi vauya. Why? Because they paid the price. So we are saying revival is personal. Revival, you pay the price. Number three, revival also comes by prayer. It's an issue of what? Give yourself to prayer this year. Was called Kunamara. He said, Kunamara. You know, one of our prayer points is that we may maintain the Bible. Maintain the Bible. But when I say prayer, I don't mean program. You know, sometimes we program ourselves, even as family, we program ourselves so much that everything is mechanical because it's a program. It's this time. It's this way. But you know what? There has to be beyond the program in our relationship. I mean, pray. And when I say pray, I'm not necessarily saying you have to. Yes, there's time to kneel, there's time to come together. But to just have that consciousness, you put every time you are saying every time you are saying God comes, you come to just that awareness, which is not a man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, the revival will come to us as God's children when we understand this thing here. May this year be a year where you, as a person, you are revived. As a person. But again, let me tell you something. Be personal about this thing. Plus, what you got? Too much in chat. I'm going to quit a riff. Umpire. Because when I'm a Christian, but around the road, umpire, I'm with it. My dick. I'm with it. What? The moment you become it, I'm going to riff. Imagine that I'm going to deliver this stuff off. Fight against it. Whistle. The moment you become an umpire in church, you are a gentleman. Who's umpire at Tampa? Amen. I think I'm going to. But objective, you have to be able to see. But objective, you have to be able to win. As umpire, you have to be able to win. Don't be an umpire. Be a prayer in the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit is the umpire. Those are the versions, judge not so that you will not be judged. Amen.
Be personal. And when
you're talking about, you know, prayer, why is prayer important? Number one, prayer is for connection. Praying people are connected people. Why is prayer important? Number two, prayer is for consecration. Praying people are separated. Number three, prayers for confession. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Zvakanyanya. Tiri tose. Amen. Revival, personal, pay the price. It's an issue of prayer. Hallelujah. Number four, revival is a source of power. Why we need Simba wana? Amen. Why we need Ne wewe nasuno ne nuo tinogona kuwanechi ne Simba richiva panya yekuti tatora mutsiriro kubva kuna Mwari. Tamutsirirwa naMwari. Mungatarisa zvinhu zviri kutaurwa pano zvinhu zvesimba kai. Hazvinhu zvemajokes kai. Zvinhu zvesimba. Power. Hallelujah. Power chairu chairu hakuna rokutaura. Ramba kudzanya munhu aida kudzinga dhimoni achipower rokutaura iro. Anoti power. Dhimoni kuti achiyana kuti dhimoni power. Anoziva kuti una mata kumapendekosa ari. Ah, fire! Dhimoni parara para kamusa. Power. Ah, kana dhimoni kabuda makawanda vanhu anofara. Wakamborana makawanda. Munhu anenge doti a shouted the loudest. But revival, you know what? Revival is a source of power. That's why you must pay the price. You know, Bible talks of the pearl of a great price. The kingdom of God is like a man who noticed the field with a pearl of a what? Great price. I keep buying up to sell everything that he had in order to get this. So, you know, let me tell you something. Revival is a source of power. What power am I talking about? I'm talking of personal power. Mukatimako nengo ine that boldness. Remember the disciples went. Muruku itreza muto wanzi. Ziri nani kutiterere mwari pane kutiterere imimi. Revival is also spiritual power. Power over demons. Hallelujah. Can I tell a personal power to create also discipline? You can't be revived and lack discipline. Amen. Say what? Discipline. Remember, I could sign a discipline. Kutsanya is discipline. Wose kana uchitsanya fanika nguva ine chibage chinonhuwirira kumana. Hey! Anga chakagochwa mukombi wakagara nemunhu so utanga kumedza mati. But when you understand vana vamwari kuti zvo these things are crucial. Saka hazviiti vana vamwari hazviiti kuti imimi neni nhasi uno tirambe tichitya kana kuzvidzikisira We must understand kutizo. God has given us mweya wavo kutitiwe wakundi. Saka natukutora nyaya iyo yiri kuna mabasa ya apostoli nyaya mutirwe. But he can, let's desire revival. Kana revival yacho ya uya pakati pedu. There are things that we must understand. We must, number one, understand kuti revival is kept by keeping in order with the Holy Spirit. In tune with the Holy Spirit. Andidika. We can't grieve the Spirit of God with whom we are sealed. Ephesians 4:30, 5:18, don't quench the Spirit. Andidika. Praise the Lord. Can I revive or yawe? Mwari wako tutubatsira. Kugona kuramba. Three, chita that a wise stewardship of the move of the Spirit. You know, sometimes Mwari, God does come and visit some people. You know, when we are to visit, their intention is not to visit, but to have. It's not a visitation, they have to visit. God is not for us to fall down, we don't change our community, don't have a scout. Hallelujah. He wants to be passed like through and through. Okay. Don't need a serious. Now, I want us to pray. Prayer and ask, as we talk about revival, I don't want you to pray for.